Pasupa Angadaya from Yashoda Om Krishna. When this festival was going, there was some link with Mother Yashoda, and that was cut. But this was not done. So, Swamiji has also written like this. He first has told anywhere that he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then his adopted son of Vasudeva. But when all this, he adopted that Krishna is the son of Nandan. So we should try to realize all this. Then,
Maharaj Brijavasi never knew that her daughter was also born.
Yes, that never knew. Never. After this, next day, after 2 days after the birth of Putana came in, and Nanda Maharaj at that time has went to Mathura to pay some toll tax to Kamsa. And in the meantime, in the night, Putana came and tried to kill Krishna in the shape of mother, by very powerful
strong poison.
But Krishna took his pran also, life, soul, and everything, and gave him the gati of mother.
Motherly destination. Mother.
How is so much merciful Krishna? After that, he began to tell how Sakatasa was killed, how Trinavat was killed. What are these things? How a demon can come in Vrindavan? It is impossible. When all the trees in Vrindavan, all the cows, all are transcendental, the place Vrindavan is transcendental place. How they demon can die? To renew the love and affection of Yashoda Maya Brijavasi to Krishna. How? I will explain all this. Now say Kirtan. Namami Nandana.
Thank you. Thank you.
Merciful was Krishna. Who was this Putana? In her past life, she was the daughter of Bali Maharaj. When Bamandev was cheating Bali Maharaj, begging only three steps of land, and when he told that, yes, I'm giving, then he became so tall, like Trivikram. And in one step, he took whole earth. And second, from Paltalatal, Rashatal, Patal to Brahmalo, Urbua Mahajana Tapasat. And he told that where I should get my third stool. At once quickly he told, I'm giving myself to you. You can take me also. And third state, he took himself. So, at that time when Sisha Bali Maharaj, when Bamandev. He entered in the council of Bali Maharaj.
Bamandev
entered in the council. And Bamandev came as a boy, was so beautiful, so charming. So daughter of Bali, name?
Ratnamala.
She thought in her heart, I want a son like this. Very beautiful, very
lovely.
Bali Bamandev knew it. And when she saw that he is cheating my father, being so tall, and he took everything, then she became very furious. Oh, if you will be my son, then I will poison you. And I want to kill you. So, Krishna, Bamandev, oh yes, you will have to do all this. So, in Krishna, this pastime, she became Bhutana, like a sister of Kansa. And he came in Jasoda Bhavan and she took a vase, shape of mother, very lovely mother. By yoga means mystic power. She took a shape of very lovely mother. As the age of 124, so beautiful. And she was so having so many golden ornaments. Very lovely. A smiling. Yashoda thought. And the Rohini Devi. Oh, she has come from
heavenly planet.
See, like angels. And he's actually mother. I'm not mother. I'm not qualified. Not so beautiful as she is. And very lovely. Oh, my dear son. Why you are sleeping on the bed? You should sleep in my lap and take him very beautiful. And caressing him. And he gave his
grace.
Krishna's thinking, what should I do? He closed his eyes. How can I do? But very trickily, he took his life and soul and everything. Poison cannot do him anything. That poison became nectar. And he took her life. Why? By this shape, she cannot come to me. So this body is rotten and full of so many egos and so many things. So he destroyed. And she became like mother, eternal mother in Golok Vrindavan, Golok. And Krishna sent very Aho Bakiyam Stanakalakutam. Always she was taking the flesh and blood of very little boy. She was trying to act like hen. Like that. Very. She used to take and drink the blood, fresh blood of little babies. He entered in Braja. But who child she was taking? Only demons. She could not see any devotion. In Bhagavad Gita, those were so much against Krishna.
And friendship is concerned.
And their friends of Krishna and their child will. Well, so will be like that. So he used to get. And so Krishna is so merciful that anyone, if a link like mother and telling Krishna, oh my dear son, at once. So if he will think that we are beloved of Krishna, oh Krishna beloved, Oh, my son Krishna, this son you will, the relation will be there. And Krishna quickly will be so merciful to take us to Globe Vrindavan for eternal service. This is not imagination, not only the, sentiment of this, not nothing. It is true. Even today we can see all these things. So, Krishna is so merciful. So, living Krishna, who will be so intelligent to serve all others? Demigods are anything else. So we should try. Love Krishna with this relation. What is that initiation? Initiation when Guru gives any transcendental relation. And there is some relation. Guru only manifests. If anyone not realizing this real renunciation has not been done. Only he was admitted for this, but he did. So Swamiji has come for all. Swamiji and all the Guru Parampara has come only to be this. We are all eternal. And we are related to Krishna. Gaur Pramana. You saw the current power drama very quickly. Any Mahamantra?
What is this?
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is all written for
drums destroyed in the earth. Not on the sea.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. not up to the very not up to the vows of initiation. So before we talk about other things, that should be the firm ground that we stand on. It's the basis of our relationship, and it's the basis of spiritual progress. All I can do is continue to
You know all Mahabharata. That is why you do they get you your name. Mani Bharata. What was the effect of battle of Mahabharata? When both parties, all the prominent
heroes
were killed, only five Pandavas, Krishna,
and three in Kaurava side. Kripacharya, Ashwasthama, and Kripacharya. All the weapons, Dhanurvidya, archery, also all the ladies became. Really, what was the effect of this Mahabharata?
You should tell very briefly.
One effect, Maharaj, was that Krishna eliminated the Kshatriyas who were overburdened in the earth. The other effect is that he reinstalled King Yudhisthira as the emperor of the planet.
Krishna dharan karna, Yudhisthira maike samrata kata shana.
Yudhisthira maike. Okay, anything else? Why Krishna came to this world? There is a promise in Srimad Bhagavad Gita and also in Veda, Paritranaya Sadhu. Vina Sacha Krishna, Dharma Sankhapana, Sambhavami. Was it established by Mahabharata battle? Was not.
By battle, first two things were done.
Krishna has come to establish Yuga Dharma. No? Paritranaya, as Gita, in Gita is said, Paritranaya sadhuna, vinashayacha duskritam. By doing two things, to establish dharma. Was it established by this battle? Was not.
No. Krishna also spoke Bhagavad Gita.
Really, it was established. All the demons. But only false ego. I'm hero. I'm so intelligent. Fighting each other. Not following real Atma Dharma. We are all eternally servant of Krishna. Kansa, Jarasandha, Duryodhan is all associated. We're denying this fact. So Krishna killed all the demons. And after that, what became? What Krishna has come to do in this world? To love each other. Even to love creepers. No. Krishna used to love creepers. Creepers also. Deers, animals, trees. Trees used to bend in the lotus feet of Krishna and be here, corresponding in the lotus feet of Krishna. So after Mahabharata battle, after 300 years after, first sitting of Srimad Bhagavat was there. Even that day, Srimad Bhagavat was not preached. But after 300 years. Krishna left this world. This is associate left. Mahabharat battle was done. And then a time came to preach Srimadu Bhagavatam. This was the aim and object of Mahabharat battle, that this should be preached Srimad Bhagavatam. What is Srimad Bhagavatam? Love and affection to Krishna. Parikshit Maharaj was there. Sukadeva Goswami came. And he told this. After 200 more, after that, Bhundukari and Gokarna went there. Again, second, what?
Adivation.
Adivation means?
Recitation of Bhagavatam.
Recitation.
Recitation or session of Bhagavatam.
Session of Bhagavatam. Held. And third, when Bhakti Devi became old with his two sons, and Narad went to his elder brothers, four sons of Kumar. And he told that all should listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. All the problems for all human beings, all entities, for all times, all will be solved by this, by hearing and by following Srimad Bhagavatam. At the time of Mahabharata, before Mahabharata, they had no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. All that badly engaged in sense gratifications and fighting each other like demons. So at that time, there was no time to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. But all the demons like Karana, Shakuni, Dusasan, Jarasandha, and Pandit Vasudev all were killed. Now there was a peaceful time. Oh, who are you? Is there any God or not? Who is controlling this world? Who is managing whole world? From where this world came? And why all problems coming? And then Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Devi at once became so. John, his sons, Jan and Varan also did. And there was peaceful for some time. And then Srimad Bhagavatam was preaching over the country. Especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He was the embodiment of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is embodiment of Radha and Krishna both together. And he came only to give love and affection for all. In any way, all the conditioned souls, they had this like a seed in them. And that is why Krishna and his disciples came in this world. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there was bhakti, there was love, something, but not so developed. There were also so many sampradaya acharya like Madhva, Ramanuj, Vyas,
Vishnu Swami,
Vallabhacharya. Oh, they propagated this. But not like a bhakti rush and so high like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, sprinkled their mercy. At that time, Narada was there before battle of Mahabharata. But no one was listening to him. But when Mahabharata
finished,
and then he, whole world he was. Now he had sent something, has kept Veena. And now he had taken Mridanga and Kartal with him. And everybody in world. We are not realizing this. In any shape, in any guru, Narada Maharaj, also preaching all these things. So there was a good result of Mahabharata. Sometimes, great wars are necessary for these demons. They become like land. They want to destroy the whole world. They cannot do that. Now I am coming to my subject. Always you should know that Krishna will always manage this one. Always is controlled. No one other. Even Brahma cannot do. Even Mahavishnu. So control is very deep. But Krishna can control all things. He can control Brahma, Mahesh, Shankar, all. Now, before the birth of Krishna, you know that how Parikshit Maharaj disturbed. So when Krishna has not appeared in this, this prithvi, the earth, what is earth, was feeling so much disturbance. He can have a load of all worlds, but she becomes upset when the person having so false ego, thinking that I am this body, quarreling each other, doing so many bad activities like Duryodhan was doing with Draupadi and all others, then earth becomes so burden for her. All this, sorry. She went to demigods. Because demigods sometimes look over all this world to maintain peace and order. But they could not do anything. So they all went to Shankar and taking Shankar, they went to Brahma. And Brahma took them and went to Krishna. And he began to pray in thrones. Here is his throne. He is worshipable, Garbhodasai Vishnu. He told in sky, aerial voice, that my Prabhu has known that world is now suffering. Who is his Prabhu? Of Garbhodasai Vishnu. Who is Prabhu? Krishna himself. He has known. No. And quickly he will come. At once you should go and take your birth in Jadav family and tell your wife to go and to take birth there to serve Krishna Priya. All demigods to serve Krishna and their wives to serve Srimati Radha. Quickly you should go. And he is coming. And then they returned and they began to take birth. After some time, Vasudeva, there was a marriage of Vasudeva. After marriage, he was sitting on the chariot, taking the reins of horses, and loving her younger sister, Deva, was there. In the meantime, again, a real voice came from the sky that a foolish person, you don't know that the child of this Devaki will kill you. Hearing this, he became all violent. And he took a sword in his right hand. And by left hand he took the sword. And what did he kill? Vasudeva was so intelligent. And he was so Tolerance. If anyone has no tolerance, he cannot do bhajan of Krishna. Never. So whether renounced person, brahmachari or grihastha, this is the very tolerance, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Srinivasa Acharya. You saw that his son was dead, even chanting. So tolerance is necessary. Tena rapi sunichena taro rapi sahishunana amani na manadena kirtanya. If anyone chanting and remembering Krishna name, he passed. But if he is not following tena rapi sunichena this sloka, then he is really not Krishna. Sometimes we misguide this. Anyone taken these Tulsi beads chanting Hare Krishna, oh, we should think that, oh, Krishna. And then quarrels, have false evils, and doing nothing, chanting, living chanting, oh, he was Vaishnava, but he has left. I think he was never Vaishnava and he never left. Only formality will not do. We should try to recognize Vaishnava. Agraha mukti, tabe sabrabandhanas, tabe sahishne pare vaishnavas. If anyone has not like that, he has attachment, worldly attachment, lakhs and lakhs desires, always spiraling for worldly things, he cannot do it. Outwardly taking mala, and this will not do. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Rai Ramananda Sarup Namodar, in what process we should take and chant them, that being a devotee, we will attain prayer Krishna. Then he told, this is Lord. He told, Sarup Ram Rai, Kirupa Laiya Naam Prem Upajar. In what process we will should try to take chanting them, then we will be real devotee and Krishna. Then he told, if anyone devotee following this slok, Tina tapi suni chena tarurupi sahishuna mani nama. Then he can follow. Never. If outwardly he is falling down like Bharat Maharaj, like Chetraketu Maharaj, it is for teaching to work. Not. So, Vasudeva, what is the meaning of Vasudeva? Where Krishna takes rest. He is Suddha Sattva. When we will go in the stage of Bhavarati, then this Suddha Sattva will come to our heart. And Krishna will be Krishna. And pure name will be at in that stage. So, he was so intelligent. So he told so many things. Why you are disturbed by this? She is your sister. Younger sister, like your daughter. Why you are going to kill her? Do you believe in that
burial
fire? Yes. He thought, Vasudeva Maharaj, he is the demon. He is half believing and half
not believing.
If the aerial sound has told that you will be killed, then he will be must killed. Why all those things? So Vasudeva Maharaj has this very strong faith that he cannot kill devotee. And because eight sons will come and he will kill God. Sure. Anyhow, I should be any nimitta.
Instrument.
Instrument. He cannot do anything. So he wanted to do something. He told that. If this son, eighth son will be burned, I will give to you. Oh, I want to give my all child. And first child he gave. and to be compared. And he returned back home. You are very true person. I believe you. So when that son will come, you can. But in the meantime, Narada, what you are doing? Oh, you are my very dear
disciple.
What you are doing? Nonsense. Don't do like this. If you are returning all these sons, then they will be very
grow up
and very strong, and then 70s and that one. They will easily kill you. And demigods are very intelligent and tricky. If they will count from second, then who will come eight?
First will be.
So which is first and which is last, which is eight, which is sixth, it is not certain. So if first will be counting from second, then this will be eight, and he will kill you. Why he did so? He was very, very much worried for Krishna. He was always waiting for Krishna. When he came. And he knew everything, past, present, and future. And if Kansi is not doing more bad thing, then it may be delayed. Of Krishna. And you know that Atma is Ajara. Soul is
immortal.
Any kind. By this doing, Krishna will help them to be transcendent. Any very rare devotee can realize. So here, after telling Kansa, Narada Rishi went. And he went to Vasudeva Maharaj. You should try to best, no. He told that you should try to a son will be and this will kill Kansa. So you should try to support and nourish him very well. And good. He was friend of both. No Shatru. If there was no Kansa, no pastimes of these all Krishnas. So someone realized the mercy of Narada. And after that, one by one, six sons were killed by Kansa. And then Shankarshan came in the womb of Devaki. By Jog Maya, he was taken to the womb of and then first came Valladev Prabhu. Malli 15 days before.
8 days.
Krishna came. Valladev came on Purnima. And Krishna came on Ashtami. Only there was difference of 8 days between there. And that is why they're always, after birth, they're playing together. Their name, ceremony was done in same day. They were like all friends. So both were. Yeah. After that, Krishna came in the eighth of August.
This is also a question of, I think, Parikshit Maharaj, why Baldev?
So, this question was answered. That first he came in the womb of Devaki. And 6 months he was there. And in 7 months,
transferred.
He was transferred by Jogmaya in the womb of
Rohini.
In Rohini Garb, Baldev was there from before. For 6 months waiting. And this went there. And this, the Devaki son and Vasudev son.
Rohini son.
No. The son of Devaki was part Krishna. He was Vishnu or Narayan, Narayan Prabhu. So this Baldev of Devaki was mixed in the Rohini Om with Baladev there. He was present there. And after, again, 6 months, or 14 year, months, Baladev was part. And after after 8 days, Krishna came. In the home of partly, and he came full in the home of Mother Yashoda Maya with Jiva Maya there. Anyone could not know this mystery. Jiva Maya knew. After that, when Krishna took birth in the prison of Kanskaragar, he was 400, age about 60, very young, very beautiful, hair so long, curved, golden armor or ornament, like Sri Vatsa, here also, Shankh Chakra Kadapa, a son does not come like this. So Krishna appears. As he appeared from the pillar,
Nishinghari,
he appeared there, but not like a sun by Om. But he appeared there, partly, like Mahavishnu or Narayana. And then when he appeared, Vasudev and Devaki began to pray. Oh, you are handsome. Supreme personality of God. Krishna told, yes, I'm the same. So long before you were Prishni Garbha Devaki and Vasudev Sutapa. And you were praying, you are doing so much hard austerity, more than 60,000 years. Standing on this fits up, not taking air and water anything. And then I appeared in the same. I told that you should have anything. You both told that we want a son like you. Then I told there is none equal to me. Asamol Katattva. There is none. So I must have to come like this. And when he heard, then he began to moan. Yes. After that, Krishna told that you should keep me where I'm becoming like a boy. And take me to Gokul. And there, a daughter of Nand Baba is there, Yashoda, and Yashoda. But what became? When Krishna here in 400, he appeared, and there also in Gokul, Krishna came at the same time, in full. And like a baby, here is Janma Leela, the pastime of coming in Om, coming from Om. And after some time, a baby also, baby.
Natural birth of a child.
And also after that, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes after that, Yoga Maya. Like so both were there. It's a son and a daughter. When Vasudev prayed that, I want that you should be a child, then I will obey your orders and I will take you through. In the same time, Krishna became life itself. And at the same time, Krishna in Gokul, he came here and took that 400
possibility. Oh, he converted from 400 to
he took
in him.
In him. And then
him.
Only child was there. No 400. And quickly he took. And he kept there. And he took. But here, it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna was born in Mathura and he took it to Gokul and he brought a daughter from there, their daughters, and he exchanged. But we see that next day, Nandastu Atmaja Utapanne. Sukadeva Goswami first told that Krishna came from Vasudev and Devi. Why he is telling? That he knew that Parikshit Maharaj in the dynasty of relating Vasudev to Krishna.
Vasudev
Nanda. And he will be happy that he is doing everything. He had come to Vrindavan, he has played all these things. Again he came to Mathura, again he went to Dwarka to please king. But he was hiding something there. It is true that Krishna is son of Vasudeva. But partly, with opulence, Narayan is like the opulence. But Nandanandan is supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna to Bhagavan Swami, and that, who is he? That is. Also, he had told when he came, Vasudeva returned, taking a baby girl, and automatically the doors were closed. The Hathakari and Bedi, chains were locked in their hands and and all guards awoke and they heard a voice of her weeping a girl. At once they went to Kans. Kans at once came and wanted to kill this girl. Vasudeva and Devaki were praying him that don't do it. But he was not a person to mission. He took her feet and he wanted to keep like this, that she should be smashed. It is a business. But in the meantime, she went above in this life. And he became Ashtabhuja.
800.
800. And so many weapons. And he was riding on a wine and told him, oh, Kans, what kind of and he gave some cake from here. Okay. And he became. He was upset and he was rolling down on him. You are saying that he is Griha Devata.
Family
worship him. And he wanted, he began to go. She told that your enemy has taken birth already. You cannot do anything to me. And she said, yeah. Sukadeva Goswami now, he is telling Adrishat Anuja Vishnu. When Kans was doing like this, and he came out from his hand and went to his sky. Adrishat means disappeared. Who disappeared? This sister of Vishnu. And this Krishna. How he became the sister of Krishna? In jail of Kans, only Krishna was there, no daughter there. So Yogamaya is not sister of Krishna by this reason. How it became? If Krishna and that Yogamaya coming from the womb of Yashoda Maya, then they can be brother and sister. social reactions. Because in Mahabharata, Srila Hari Granth, it has written that Yashoda yielded two sons and one daughter. And they were blessed, that son and Krishna. So after that, Nakhalu Gopika Nandano Bhavan. Any Prajvasi cannot tell that he is the son of God. Never. Even trees, creepers, what to tell of human? Gopi, never. I want to say that if Mathura Vasi are telling something and Prajvasi are telling something, which is true and to whom we should
believe.
Mathura Vasi always tells lie. Srimad Bhagavat, Vishwanath Chakravarti, Gita Srimad Bhagavat, Krishna has told. Arjun told that, I don't believe you. Then he told that, oh, na me bhakta pranasyati, you should promise. You should. I will not, because I may change my view. Because I am Mathura Vasi. Because who Krishna was in Kurukshetra, he was from Mathura, from Devaki, not Krishna that. So, gopis are telling, Nakhalu Gopika Anandano Bhavan, Akhila Dehinam Antradhatma, Ekhanusarthi, to Vishwa Guptaye, Sakhi Mudiyam,
Satsatam Kule.
Oh, you are surely the son of Yashodama. Yashodama is so merciful. But you are not merciful, why? You must be merciful like Yashodama. So you should acquiesce and be just. Also, Jayatite Dhika Janmana Priya. Who is telling? Vyas Devi is telling, Narada is telling, Brahma is telling Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami only repeat their words. Jayatiti dhikam janmana praja. Oh, praja should be so glorious, so glorious. Why? Because when Krishna took birth in Vrindavan, Brajabhuvi, in Gokul, then Lakshmi used to roam every man to decorate. Like a dasi, like a maid servant. So here also, Janmana Praja is very
prominent.
Prominent. Also, gopis are telling to Katyayani, no? But there, Katyayani, Mahamai, Mahajoganadhishwari, Nanda Gopasutam Patime Kurute. But they are praying, we want that the son of Nanda Baba should our husband. Then Katyayani, yes. Krishna came and he, in the street of Yogamaya. Yogamaya never came, Katyayani never came. Krishna himself came. And so he is a Nanda Sutra. Putri Bhute Janardane. Putri Bhute Janardane. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna will be your son, Devaki and Vasudeva. Nanda Sunu, I am Artha Jananam. All the gopis are. Nanda Sunu, I'm a Artha Jananam. Narvado Jarahi Pujit. That is what Nanda Sutta. Tavasutta. Tati Jadadhara Bimbe. Nanda Sunu, Anubhetava Vasa. Also, there are so many. Also, Devaki Janma Bado. Partly, the son of Devaki, not solely and wholly. So when Sukadeva Goswami is telling the place Parikshit, but when he is absorbed in telling Harikatha, his putra is Vasupa Angajaya from Yashoda Om Krishna. When this festival was going, there was some link with Mother Yashoda and that was cut. But this was not done. In so, Swamiji has also written like this. He first has told anywhere that he was the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And then his adopted son of Vasudeva. But when all this he adopted that Krishna is the son of Nanda and Yashoda. So we should try to realize all this. Then
Maharaj Brijavasi never knew that her daughter was also born.
Yes, that never knew. After this, next day, after 2 days after the birth of Putana came in, and Nanda Maharaj at that time has went to Mathura to pay some toll tax to Kamsa. And in the meantime, in the night, Putana came and tried to kill Krishna in the shape of mother by very awful
strong poison.
But Krishna took his pran also, life, soul, and everything, and gave him the gati of mother.
Motherly destiny, mother.
How he is so much merciful, Krishna. After that, he began to tell how Sakatasa was killed, how Trinavat was killed. What are these things? How a demon can come in Vrindavan? It is impossible. When all the trees in Vrindavan, all the cows, all are transcendental, the place Vrindavan is transcendental place, how a demon can come? To renew the love and affection of Yashoda Maya, Brijavasi to Krishna. How? I will explain all this. Now, a kirtan.